Hi everyone, this is Kylie from the Ag Center News, and today we're here with Steve Maddox from Maddox Dairy here in Riverdale today. Steve, your family has been a part of the dairy industry for decades. Can you kind of walk me through the history of Maddox Dairy?
Well, my father was given a calf by a neighbor with a promise to go to college. With him graduating and coming back home, he was able to start up at our dairy in Riverdale that we bought, and that's where it took off from there. So what we did is that we bought this farm, and that's why we built this dairy from the ground up.
You guys have a really unique motto of treating your cow like it's your first cow and your only cow.
Yeah.
What made you guys think and stick to that motto throughout building and keeping your operation going?
Well, my father probably gave over 300 talks on dairy management.
Yeah.
But after one of his talks, he thought it went really well. This one guy says, "I milk 5 cows, nothing you said ever will apply to me."
Wow.
"Because you got too many cows."
Okay.
And that night, he went back and changed his talk, and that's what he came up with.
What does your day-to-day look like at this dairy?
As my older crew has been retiring, I've had to pick up more office work.
Okay.
I would prefer to be out with the cows.
Yes.
Okay. And I try to be out with the cows in the morning.
Being that labor is continually being an issue in ag right now, how are you guys adapting to that?
We've adjusted down. Any new hires are working closer to that 8-hour day as much as possible. But we also do quarterly reviews with the people. We retrain, do a lot of safety training and all that. One of the changes that we are making on the farm and the dairy is we're going to more automation as much as we can and trying to be more efficient that way. And a lot of farmers are doing that in California.
Right. Have you brought any new technology that has helped you adapt and boost your operations?
In addition to the automation that we talked about, we're in the process of putting in a viticulture thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we can take that effluent after it passes through that, send it through a sand filter, and then we won't have all the solids, so we can better utilize that water.
With feed, fuel, and input costs rising recently, what are you guys doing to make also like adjustments on that end on the business side?
Fuel-wise, we try to, you know, not work the tractors anymore. We have to, but we've gone to bigger tractors with bigger implements for fewer passes, renew, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
And that's really what we've done and dairies do because the margins are so tight.
So looking ahead, are you optimistic of the future of the dairy industry currently?
I think it's a great life.
Yeah.
But you got to love cows and love the life.
Yeah.
Because it's not always easy. More people want to get into ag, but not into the production end of it.
It's true.
And the problem is with dairies with fewer and fewer numbers, you're worried about the infrastructure to support us.
Yeah.
Now, I will say in exciting the next generation.
Yeah.
Get them to show cows.
So when you have time away from the dairy, what is like some fun things that you like to do on your free time?
Most of my fun activities are in our line of work.
Is here.
I really enjoy going to cattle shows,
okay,
particularly when we're showing cattle.
Yeah, definitely.
Other than that, my other hobbies is watching my grandkids play sports in your era from T-ball up to
I love that.
College basketball.
That's awesome. I love it. Thank you, Steve, for being with us today. I think it was such an insightful conversation we've had, and so I really appreciate your time. Tune in for more segments to come, and we'll be here for more In the Field with the Ag Center News.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.